This week's Divrei Torah are being learned L'Zeicha Nishmas Avi Mari, Rabbi Yitzchak Moshe David ben Rav Baruch, and L'Zeicha Nishmas Imi Marasi, Malka Bas Rabbi Yehoshua, and also L'Zeicha Nishmas Rabbi Shua Aryeh ben Rabbi Socha Beresh. The parasha starts off with Avram being mekayim the mitzvah of Achnasas Archim. 3 days after his bris milah, B'yom Shlishi L'Milasai, Hashem did not want to burden Avram with guests, since he was in such great pain. So he brought a heat wave to deter all travelers on that day. When Hashem saw how disturbed Avram was that guests were not coming, Hashem disguised the three malachim to look like people, and Avram ran to greet them and to serve them. And Avram proceeded to serve them lavishly, with one exception. Although he was very generous with all the other items, when it came to the water to wash their feet, it says, let it be taken now a little bit of water. Why was he suddenly stingy when it came to the water? Rabbi Yisrael Salanter was once spending a Shabbos in a small village, and the locals were very excited about the opportunity to host this famous Rav in their community and to learn from his righteous ways. When it came time to wash for the meal, they noticed that Rabbi Yisrael was washing with a very small amount of water. So the townspeople asked Rabbi Yisrael, isn't it more preferable to use more water than you are using for Netilas Yadayim? Isn't more water preferable? And Rabbi Yisrael answered them, of course it's halachically preferable to use more water. But in this village, the well is very far away from the village, and carrying the water to the village is a very difficult task. And this task will fall on the water carrier to schlep all this water. I'd rather perform the mitzvah of Netilas Yadayim with the minimum amount of water needed, in order not to overburden the water carrier to schlep so much water. Based on this idea, the Bali Musar explained that all the preparations that Avram did when serving his guests, he did all those preparations by himself. Vayikach, and he took chemo, cholov, uven abokor. However, regarding the water, Avram said, yukachno ma'at mayim, let it be taken, yukachno, by somebody else, ayidei shliach. Someone else will be bringing the water. So if someone else is schlepping, then my generosity cannot be on their cheshbon, and let it be ma'at mayim. Ma'at mayim will suffice. This teaches us, although one should strive to perform mitzvahs in the most ideal way possible, if doing so is going to inconvenience other people, it is better to fulfill the mitzvahs in the basic, acceptable manner, so as not to trouble someone else. The second Dvar Torah for this week is that in this week's parsha, we have an unusual trop, which we only find 4 times in the Torah, and that is the trop of Shalsheles. In Perek Yutes, Pasuk Tezayin, the Malachim tell Lot that he must leave Sodom because it will be destroyed. However, Lot lingers, and as Rashi explains, it was in order to save his money. The word Vayismamo, and he lingered, has the Shalsheles trop on it. The second place we find a Shalsheles is in Parashas Chayesara, Perek Chaf Dalet, Pasuk Yud Beis, where Eliezer davens for the success in finding a Shidduch for Yitzchak. The Pasuk says, Vayomar, and Eliezer said, Hashem Elokei Adoni Avram, Hashem, the God of my master Avram, make me successful in my mission to find a Shidduch for Yitzchak. The word Vayomar also has a Shalsheles on it. The third place we find a Shalsheles is in Parashas Vayeshev, Perek Lamates, Pasuk Ches, where Yosef refuses the advances of Eishes Potiphar. And the Pasuk says Vayimo'ed, and Yosef refused. On the word Vayimo'ed, there is also a Shalsheles. And finally, in Parashas Tzav, Perek Ches, Pasuk Chaf Gimel, during the Shivas Yemei HaMiluim, the 7 days of inauguration of Aaron Ubonov to become Kohanim, the Pasuk says, Vayishchot, and Moshe shechted the Yeo Miluim. And on the word Vayishchot, there was also a Shalsheles. And we must understand what common theme connects all these instances where the Shalsheles appears. I once heard that the Shalsheles trop moves up and down 3 times in a wavering, drawn-out pattern. And this tune reflects an internal back and forth, a person's struggle between different poles and different choices. That is the common thread of all the times we find a Shalsheles. There's always an inner struggle there, which is reflected by the tune of the Shalsheles. In our parsha, Vayismamo, Lot lingers and doesn't leave Sodom immediately. He was worried about his money. He has an inner struggle there. Should I leave or should I save my money? Vayismamo, he lingers. There's a Shalsheles, there's a struggle. By Eliezer too, he's davening for a Shidduch for Yitzchak. But Rashi tells us in Parashat Chayesara that Eliezer really wanted Yitzchak for his own daughter. As we darshan in there on the pasuk Ulai, Ulai Chosuk Siv, Ulai is written without a vav, which can be read Eli to me. Eliezer wanted Yitzchak to me for my own daughter. So when he was davening to find a shidduch by the well, there was an inner struggle there, because he really wanted Yitzchak for his own daughter, and that he should not find somebody at the be'er, at the well. Vayomar, and Eliezer davened and said, with a shalsheles, because there was a struggle there too. Moving along to Yosef, Vayimoe, he refused Eishes Betifar. That was not an easy task. It took a great struggle to overcome the Yetzirah. Vayimoein with a shalsheles, a tremendous inner struggle to overcome the Yetzirah. So now we have to understand what could be the struggle by Vayishchot in Parshas Tzav when Moshe was shechting the Eil Miluim. Maybe the pshat could be based on what Rashi says in Parshas Shemos. When Hashem was trying to convince Moshe by the snap to lead the Yidden out of Mitzrayim, and Moshe kept on giving excuses why he can't go. Lo yish devarim anoichi. I do not speak clearly. Also, I cannot take the gedula, the greatness, over Aaron, my brother. And so on, many excuses that he gave. And Hashem punished Moshe there, as Rashi tells us. And Hashem said to Moshe, you were supposed to be the Kohen, and Aaron was supposed to be the Levi. But since you didn't go right away when I told you to go, Aaron will become the Kohen, and you, Moshe, will be the Levi. Maybe this can be the inner struggle of Moshe by the Eil Miluim. Because the Eil Miluim was the carbon that inaugurated Aaron to become Kohen. So maybe there was some sort of inner struggle in Moshe, knowing that if he would not have hesitated by the snap and he would have gone on the mission right away, he would have been the Kohen. And now because of his hesitation, Aaron is the Kohen and he is a Levi. So maybe that is the Shalshelas on Vayishchot, the inner feelings of what could have been his if he would have gone right away. And because of his hesitation, he lost it. So there was some sort of hesitation when he was inaugurated in Aaron HaKohen, because all of this could have been his. All four instances of Shalsheles reveal a struggle within.